Welcome to Off the Charts, the Horse Racing Stakes Picks podcast. This is episode 29, and I am your host, Dave Ginsburg, talking to you live from Las Vegas, Nevada. And I'm here with our expert horse player, Steve Duckhorn. How are you doing, Steve?
I'm also live and in Nevada.
Yes, you are. And you just got here.
I did.
It was a long day for you.
It was a long day, Dave, but I had plenty of time to handicap.
Yes, you did. So we're definitely going to have a bit of little fun here in Vegas. Obviously, you have a handicapping of stakes races for Saturday, as well as we're here for March Madness, because, we got to have some fun playing some of those basketball games, too. So that's why we're here. So
it is. We probably shouldn't talk about the basketball today.
We won't.
We'll wait till tomorrow.
we won't. So as always, please visit our website at offthechartshorseracing.com. And at the top of the page, you will find links to the Apple Podcasts. So subscribe to us via iTunes. You also can subscribe to us in your favorite podcatcher with our RSS feed. Be sure you're following us on Twitter at offthechartshr. And Steve may put any late changes or even some other picks that might be going on. Those of you on Google Android, you have a link up there as well for the Google Music Play Store. And we are also on Stitcher. Please take a look and listen to us on Stitcher as well. And yes, we continue to have more downloads. We're at over 3,150 downloads at this point since we started this, and it's pretty exciting. So this week, we're going to keep it pretty simple. You can review last week's results and talk about that. And you have a horse nugget segment. I gave you a bit of a suggestion. I thought it was a good idea, and you went with it. So
I did. And, it was a good idea. I thought it was good.
Yeah. And this is going to be the horse nuggets is going to be on money management, because that's kind of an important thing to know how to manage your money when you are placing your bets on, as well as handicapping. So, and you had decided to go with Fairgrounds. There's a lot of great stakes races coming up this Saturday at Fairgrounds. We'll have a pick four. It races 8 through 11. So with that, let's go ahead and start off with a brief review of last week.
Yeah, Dave. So we continue with our hot streak. We had two pick winners last week and one top three pick winner. For the third week in a row, we gave out a winning pick three at Oak Lawn this past Saturday. So that's three winning pick threes in a row. Last week's pick three paid $84.80. So our streak continues, and hopefully this week we'll give out a pick three and a pick four in that stake sequence at Fairgrounds.
Yeah, absolutely.
Overall, Dave, we've handicapped 166 stakes races over the course of these podcasts, and we've had 72 top two pick winners. So we maintain that 43% win percentage playing our top two picks, which is, still a good percentage. And as you know, I'm often not picking the favorite. So there's, plenty of money-making opportunities in our selections.
Absolutely. So it looked like we had a great week, and it was a nice, fun pick three to hit last week. But like I said, we keep the streak going. Let's go right into the horse neck segment. And as I mentioned, managing your money when you are at the track or at the off track betting is always a smart thing to do. And you're going to give us some tips on how to do a better job of managing your money and what you do as far as gimmicks and betting and that kind of stuff.
Dave, when you brought up this topic earlier as a horse nugget segment, I started thinking about, some of the improvements and things that I've made in my gambling, because again, the making money at the racetrack is a two-part equation. First of all, you got to be a pretty good handicapper, so you got to be able to pick horses that are playable and at the right price, but then you also need to know how to invest in those horses. So I just jotted down a few things, some of the things that I, this is by no means a Bible on money management, and it's certainly not the PhD class on
that's right,
on managing your money. But, one of the things, the first bullet I put down is, gimmicks are called gimmicks for a reason. Yeah. So when you take a look at thinking about investing in perfectas and trifectas and superfectas, and it's hard enough for me, Dave, just to figure out who a winner might be, much less trying to figure out who's going to run second, third, or fourth, or like one of the handicappers we know is first, second, third, and fifth.
That's right.
Because that's usually what happens, right? Usually what happens is you're always off by one horse. I'm not knocking the people that play the gimmicks. It's just has never been for me. I've never been attracted to wagers that don't involve picking winners. So for me, I've always lived by this theory that gimmicks are called gimmicks for a reason.
Exactly.
You know, there isn't any book written on money management at the racetrack that doesn't talk about passing races. You don't have to bet every race. No. And certainly in the era of off-track betting and the, you know, the internet sites like TwinSpires and sites like that, you have, you know, tons of opportunity to to play races from all over, any racetrack you want. Yeah. So there's no reason to play a lot of races. And, you should pick your spots.
And we've watched people do it. It blows my mind. I see watching people betting three and four tracks at once. I don't know how they keep up. I mean,
yes, Dave, sometimes with, you know, minutes to post.
Right. I mean, you got the one track, and then you got the next track, and then you got the next track, and it's like, it's not smart money management.
No. So you need to be able to decide when to pass on a race, and usually I pass on races either where there's a heavy favorite that looks pretty obvious to me, so I'll sit it out, or if the race is just too confusing, if there's too many contenders, if there's 7, 8, 9 contenders, then to me it's just not a playable race. You know, a big part of my money management strategy is the multi-win wagers, right? So the daily doubles, the pick threes, the pick fours, the pick fives, even the pick sixes, for me, it's about finding and identifying winners and finding that one or two key horses in the multi-win wager sequence that you can key off of, and then making sure that you spread yourself out in races that are really unpredictable. And I you know, I mentioned a couple of them here, maiden special weights, especially horses that, you know, where there's races where there's a lot of first time starters. I like to spread myself out. You can catch some really nice price horses in those multi-win wager sequences. Mm-hmm. And then also in the cheap claiming races, you know, those horses aren't cheap claimers for no reason. And it's because they're not consistent. So you can find some nice prices if you put them in your wager. Another principle that I wish I lived more by than I do, which is that you should actually be betting more the longer price your horse is, and less the shorter the odds. If you like a horse enough to make it a win play, and it's a longer price, you should be betting more on it. And human nature is for us to bet less on the longer priced horses and more on the shorter priced horses. And in the long run,
you'll make less.
Yes. And you can't make money doing that.
No, you can't.
One of the other things I noted here is, you know, as I mentioned, I think in last week or the week before segment, know your strengths, know what you're good at. Yep. The statistics have proven to me that I'm a multi-race win wagerer. It's what I do. It's what I do well. I really just straight win bets on horses. I'm probably break even, but I seem to excel in the multi-race win kinds of wagers. So I know my strength and now I play to it. When that's a big improvement that I've made over the years. And then the last thing in mentioning money management is it is important to know what the takeout is for whichever wager that you're making. As you know, Dave, we've got a friend who knew I was taking a trip to Italy, and
that's right.
And
hey, what's the takeout?
And he asked me. He asked me to find out what the takeout was at the harness tracks in Italy. So, that might be a little extreme, but I think it's important to know what the takeout is.
Yeah, you should know the takeout at any track, and unfortunately, some tracks take out more than others.
Yeah, they do. Keeneland got after the betters last year with a pretty heavy takeout, I know a lot of top horse players started to shy away from that. So it looks like they're back in line now, more in line with what most of the racetracks are doing from a takeout perspective coming into this spring meet. So, and that's a good thing because Keeneland's got some great racing. So
it's coming up soon too.
Yep.
All right. Well, we appreciate that great insights as part on your latest nugget segment. And we'll have more of those in the future episodes, of course. So let's dig right in. And we're going to hit the fairgrounds out in New Orleans. Big stakes races this weekend, this Saturday. A lot of derby preps. And we're going to kick in as we flip to our program here. And I will... we'll start with the eighth race, and this is the start of the pick three and a pick four. So you'll have both options if you wanted to bet either one or both. And a lot of times we bet both. So let's kick it in here. So the eighth race is a mile and an eighth. It's a grade two. It's the 93rd running of the New Orleans Handicap, and the purse is $400,000, and it's 4-year-olds on upward. And let's get your picks.
Yeah, Dave, so my top selection in this race is going to be the three horse. The three horse is named Scuba, trained by Brendan Walsh, ridden by Florent Giroux. This horse is third off the layoff, as you can see. It's got a nice bullet work out there on March 7th at Fairgrounds. That 4 furlongs and 48, 1 out of 30. I noted in the past performances here, Dave, that it looks like this horse might have bounced a little bit off that 97 off the bench. So I like playing horses that bounced their last time. Usually they'll come back in that third effort more in line with what they did from a top buyer standpoint. I also have circled in the past performances the fact that this horse had a lot of racing trouble in its last race. At one point, this horse was 5 wide. This horse was steadied at the 7.5 furlong mark. So a lot of traffic trouble there. So I think this is, this has got a lot of my scenarios. Third off the layoff, bounce last time, bullet workout. Good trainer, good jockey. So let's make the three horse Dave Scuba our top selection.
Okay.
Our second selection, Dave, is going to be the five horse. The five horse is Good Samaritan. Bill Mott trains. Joel Rosario is the jockey. This horse is 8-5 in the morning line. And, 4-year-old colt, so you know that I like that. Great lifetime record. 10 starts, 3 wins, 3 seconds, and a third. Got a number of the classy races this horse raced in last year circled here. So it was in the Travers. Raced in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Turf. So a lot of class here. Coming off a little bit of a layoff. Does have some nice workouts. I like this horse in its last start. In fact, I believe I picked this horse either first or second in its last start where he produced a 102 buyer speed figure. But 8-5 is not my appetite.
No.
So I'm going to pick this horse second, Dave. So let's make Good Samaritan the five horse, our second selection.
Okay.
Our third selection, Dave, is going to be the six horse, Leah Frick. Leah Frick is trained by Brad Cox. Javier Castellano is up for this one. Castellano has ridden this horse before. If you look back in the past performances, 2 races at Oak Lawn, Javier rode twice and won twice with this horse. So pretty nice record riding Leah Frick. 9 lifetime starts, 4 wins, 1/2, 2/3. 38% when Javier and Coxie get together. So it's a pretty good combination. I also have noted that the buyer speed figures keep going up, right? Through a 90 off the bench there at Fairgrounds in December and then bumped it up to a 94 the next time out, and then put together a 96 buyer the last time, though that was on a sloppy track. And this horse is bred to be better on the slop with that 449 Tomlinson. So looks like the right scenario. Castellano's back on this thing. Cox and Castellano do well together. So it just seems like the right horse to put in as our third selection, Dave. So let's make the six horse, Leah Frick, our third selection. So to summarize, Dave, in race 8 at Fairgrounds on Saturday, our picks are the 3, the 5, and the 6.
Okay, great. And then now let's flip down to the ninth race. Now, the ninth race is going to be the second leg of the pick 3 and the pick 4. This is a mile and an eighth, and it's on the turf. This is the grade two. It's the 26th running of the Munoz Memorial Handicap. It's per the purse of $300,000, and it's for four-year-olds on upward. And let's get your picks.
Yeah, Dave, so my top selection here is going to be the sixth horse. The sixth horse is Lucullen, 8-1 in the morning line. Kieran McLaughlin trains. Gary Stevens is the jockey. This horse is second off a layoff. I like McLaughlin second off the layoff. Usually his horses aren't corked first off the layoff, though this horse raced a pretty nice race coming off the layoff last time. It's a jockey change from Irad to Gary Stevens, but you know, Gary Stevens, a Hall of Fame jockey. And right. Certainly Irad's no slouch either. But this horse has been on the turf five times, has won three, run second once, run third once, and produced that 97 buyer speed figure. The big thing for me here, Dave, is I like McLaughlin second off the layoff. So also this horse is a four-year-old, so you know that I like four-year-olds. So let's make the six horse, Dave, Lucullen, our top selection in this ninth race at Fairgrounds. Our second selection is going to be the nine horse. The nine horse is Forge. Forge is 9-2 in the morning line, trained by Bill Mott. Johnny Velasquez is the jockey. I circled the fact this is a Tampa shipper. Tampa shipper that produced a 105 buyer speed figure last time out. Manny Franco was up. We get Johnny V. Johnny V's 21% when he rides for Mott. We get this horse second off a layoff. A lot of good things to like here. So let's make the nine horse, Dave, Forge, our second selection. And our third and final selection, Dave, in this ninth race at Fairgrounds is going to be the four horse. The four horse is Arklo. Arklo is 10-1 in the morning line. Brad Cox trains. Javier Castellano's the jockey. I've already mentioned the stats with Coxie and Castellano, 38% when they team up together. This horse is 1-for-1 at Fairgrounds, another four-year-old colt. You may remember this, Dave, but on that race on May 6th at Churchill Downs at 15-1 with Mike Smith aboard. This was our single in that race and a key to a very profitable pick four for us on Derby Day. So yep. I've got some affection for this horse.
Very much so.
So let's make the four horse, Dave, Arklo, our third and final selection, Dave. So in Fairgrounds ninth race on Saturday, our selections are the six, the nine, and the four.
All right, great. Now let's move on to the 10th race, which is now going to be the third leg of the pick three and the third leg of the pick four. And as we get through our program here, we'll talk about this race. Again, the 10th race. This is a mile and a 16th. It's a grade two. It's the 51st running of the TwinSpires.com Fairgrounds Oaks. It's, again, grade two, $400,000. It's for filly three-year-olds. Let's get your picks.
Yeah, Dave, so my top selection in this 10th race at Fairgrounds is the 8-horse Wonder Godot. 3-1 in the morning line. Mark Cassie trains. Johnny Velasquez is the jockey. This horse has been involved in some pretty fast paces the last three times out. Johnny's been on this horse the last three times, has won once with this horse. Source is a $325,000 purchase, Dave. Nice record. It's, you know, seven lifetime starts, three wins a second, and two-thirds. And as I mentioned in last week's podcast, I don't know that anyone's riding any better than Johnny.
Oh, yeah,
Johnny
he's been on fire.
Yep. So let's make the 8-horse, Dave, Wonder Godot, our top selection in the 10th race. Our second selection, Dave, is going to be the 5-horse. 5-horse is Patrona Margarita. 10-1 in the morning line. Brett Calhoun trains. BJ Hernandez, one of my favorite jockeys, is the jockey. Calhoun's 21% in graded stakes races, Dave. So pretty nice record.
Yep.
21% when he teams up with BJ Hernandez. This horse is second off a layoff. And we get 10-1 on the morning line. So horse raced against Menominee Girl the last time, who I think is a really nice horse. So, and in fact, I think we may have made this horse our pick either this time or the time before that, because I remember playing this horse before. So let's make the five horse day Patrona Margarita our second selection in this 10th race at Fairgrounds.
Okay.
Our third selection, Dave, is going to be the one horse. The one horse is Classy Act, again, trained by Brett Calhoun. This horse is 5-2 in the morning line. Javier Castellanos, the jockey. Two lifetime starts at Fairgrounds, a win and a second. This horse did cut the pace the last time in some pretty quick fractions. So it's very possible, and raced against our top selection, Wonder Godot, in that race. Mm-hmm. It's possible Javier could just put this horse on the engine and maybe wire with a little bit more reasonable pace. So, you know, it seems like we need to make a smart play here and make sure that we include the one in our pick threes and pick fours. So in Fairgrounds, 10th race on Saturday, Dave, our selections are the 8, the 5, and the 1.
All right, and then we can bring it down to the big one, the 11th race. This is going to wrap up the pick 4, be the fourth leg of that pick 4. This is a mile and an eighth, and it's the grade 2 105th running of the Louisiana Derby. It's a purse of $1 million for three-year-olds. So it's a Derby prep. Let's get your picks.
It is a Derby prep, Dave, and spent a lot of time looking at this race, and I've come up with the two-horse Noble Indy, 7-2 in the morning line. Pletcher trains, Velasquez rides. Big notation here, Dave. I circled it, blinkers on, blinkers for the first time. Pletcher's 28% when he makes this move, 27% when he just puts blinkers on in general. You know, Johnny V's 30% riding for him. You know, it's, you know, as I've said before, Dave, whenever a top jockey like a Johnny Velasquez is riding a horse and all of a sudden the trainer throws blinkers on, usually that tells me that it was the jockey that said we should try blinkers on this horse. So, you know, sometimes that's hit or miss. You know, I have confidence that Velasquez knows what he's doing. His horse may have been lacking some concentration in the last race, and maybe those blinkers will get him more focused for this race. You know, Pletcher, you know, obviously excels with three-year-olds and is always in the Derby hunt with his horses, Dave. So let's make the two-horse Noble Indy our top selection.
Okay.
Our second selection, Dave, is going to be the nine-horse. The nine-horse is My Boy Jack. 5-2 in the morning line. Keith DeSormo trains. Kent DeSormo rides. I noted that this horse was in against McKenzie in that first race in the Sham there at Santa Anita. McKenzie's one of the nice class horses. So I know this horse has been racing in good company. We get the DeSormo brothers paired up here. You know I love Kent DeSormo, especially in big races. That last race at Oak Lawn was in the mud, but boy, that was a pretty powerful move to win that race. You know, the negative side of this is the Sormo Keith does not do awfully well in graded stakes races. He's only 3%. So, but you got to like the way this horse looked the last time out, and you know, third off a layoff as well. So, let's make the nine horse Dave, My Boy Jack, our second selection.
Okay.
And then our third and final selection, Dave, in this 11th race at Fairgrounds is the six horse. Six horse is a horse called Hindford. Hindford's 8-1 in the morning line. Pletcher trains again, only this time he puts Joe Bravo up. This is a Tampa shipper. So for whatever reason, these horses get legged up on the Tampa turf and also the Tampa dirt. I have an SP written by this horse, meaning that this horse has got speed. This horse may show that speed. Bravo is a great speed jockey. So, you know, they let this thing alone on the front end. This thing is lightly raced. You know, at 8-1, this is the kind of horse I want to make sure I got my pick threes and pick fours. So in the 11th race, Dave, on Saturday at Fairgrounds, our selections are the 2, the 9, and the 6.
Okay, great. We got some great picks from you, and there's going to be a lot of exciting things going on at Fairgrounds this Saturday and all these great races. So we hope you you are successful with your picks, as well as the handicapping should work out really well and get you some wins and some money here through the pick three and the pick four. So let's wrap this up. Make sure you go to our website, offthechartshorseracing.com, and just click the links at the top. You know how to get to us. You'd be able to list us in any of those links, going from Apple Podcasts, iTunes, RSS feeds, all the way down to Stitcher Radio. Please give us a listen. And make sure you're going to Twitter, following us on Twitter at OffTheChartsHR. We're getting more and more followers, and we really appreciate that. And we're enjoying being able to post out any information relates to the races, as well as you might come up with a few picks. Hey, we're in Las Vegas, so you know we're going to have a lot of time to work with this stuff, right, Steve? So
So
we might come up with some other picks, and probably between you and I, we'll probably be tweeting a few things here and there. So
yeah, we will, Dave.
So any closing thoughts as far? I'm sorry, one more thing. Make sure if you want to answer any questions or ask us any questions, you can go out to our email address, which is questions@offthechartshorseracing.com. Now you can tell me if there's any other closing comments.
I don't have any other closing comments, Dave, other than to say that I'm really looking forward to these races at Fairgrounds. This can be a challenging track, but I've always done pretty well there. So I'm looking forward to seeing how our picks do.
Absolutely. All right. And with that, well, we thank you for listening, and good luck and good racing.